Funny Boy, a novel in six stories written by Shyam Shelvadurai. He was born in 1965. He is a Sri Lankan Canadian novelist. And Funny Boy, it is a historical fiction novel and it has been published in 1994. And we can say it is a coming of age novel also. This novel deals with mainly three things. First one, the communal riots of 1983, Black July. In Sri Lanka, it happened between the Buddhist Sri Lankans and the Hindu Tamilians. Then homosexuality, it depicts about the protagonist because he is a gay. And finally the diaspora. So this story has a connection between six short stories of the life of the protagonist RG. Let's move on. The story one. The six stories has its own special titles. We can say that is as a subtitles. First one is Pigs Can't Fly. Second one is Radha Aunty. Third one is See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And the fourth one is Small Choices. The fifth one is The Best School of All. And the sixth one is Riot Journal, an epilogue. Let's hear the first story, Pigs Can't Fly. It shows RG as a young child, and he enjoys his monthly play date with the cousins at their grandparents' house. The children divides into two groups. The boys play cricket while the girls along with RG play bride. RG always became the bride. A cousin nicknamed her Fatness calls her mother Ganti Auntie, who takes the sari-clothed RG in front of all the uncles and aunties who are horrified. An uncle laughs aloud and labels RG as a funny boy, a gay. So the next month, RG convinces her fat nurse to give him the least important role in the bride is the groom. But they got into a fight again and her fat nurse humiliated RG publicly again. Amachi blames RG for the conflict and he ran down to the beach to cry. Story 2, that is Radha Aunty. After 4 years of studying in America, Radha Aunty returns home. She is RG's father's younger sibling. And she plans to marry Rajan, a family friend. 7 years old, RG is thrilled that his fantasy game of a bride will soon become a reality. Radha Aunty and RG became very good friends. The King and I, that is a play that was played during the rehearsal of this play, a school play, right? A Sri Lankan boy named Anil started liking Radha. Amachi became furious at this because her father was murdered by a Sri Lankan mob in 1950s, and so she hates Sri Lankans and supported the Tamil Tigers. So Amachi threatens Anil's family. So when Radha and RG go to apologize, Anil's father curses them and says, "My son will never marry some non-Sri Lankans." So Amachi sends Radha not to Jaffna for a few months. On the day of her return, RG's brother Diggy informs that the Sri Lankan mob has attacked the train on which Radha Aunty is traveling. Here ends the story 2. In story 3, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Appa, RG's father, buys a hotel and heads away to Europe on business. The rest of the family gets a visitor. Drill uncle, a journalist, a wealthy white man who grew up in Sri Lanka but has been living in Australia for last 15 years. Drill uncle has come to cover the accelerating violence in Sri Lanka north. Drill and Amma, that is Nalini, take RG for a stay at the bungalow in the hill to recover him from the hepatitis. Drill and Amma were in the relationship in the past but could never marry because they belongs to the different ethnic groups. When Daryl doesn't return from the north, Amma contacts the police, who reports that he was washed ashore dead on the beach of the fishing village. Amma realizes that the Sri Lankan's run government is responsible for the Daryl's death. She visits the civil rights lawyer, QC Uncle, who encourages her to forget and move on further in her life. She also visits the village of Daryl's servant boy, Samananti, where the long-suffering locals chase her and argue back to their car. Amma doesn't recover from her shock, not even upon Appa's return. Because of the ethnic differences, Radha and Amma couldn't marry the person whom they want to live with. So, then starts the story for Small Choices. A young man named Jigan, son of Appa's close friend, comes to live with RG's family and work with Appa's Colombo hotel business. Jigan initially worked with the Gandhian movements in Jaffna and also with the Tamil Tigers. RG now is in the age of puberty, immediately attracted towards Jigan. At the hotel, Jigan starts facing trouble because of the majority of the staffs were Sri Lankans. So the police arrested Jigan on charge of an assassination attempt, although he is released soon, proved innocent. Due to all this, Appa started getting threatening calls. His Sri Lankan employees are angry. Locals attacked Jigan and write death to all Tamil pariahs on the hotel door. So Appa reluctantly fires Jigan, who leaves without even saying goodbye. While RG understands Appa's dilemma, he also feels that Appa has treated Jigan unfairly. But story 5 here starts the best school of all. Here Appa changes RG's school to more strict one named Queen Victoria Academy, thinking that he will force RG to become a man by this school. So the school boy are authentic and ethnicity oriented, but RG can't defend his Tamil schoolmates when they are bullied by the Sri Lankan boys, which he does with the approval of the school vice principal, Lokbandara. At school, RG gets attracted to jovial Shehan Soya, who defends him from Salgado. They are the Sri Lankans. Salgado are the Sri Lankans. Black Tie, the strict school principal, punishes Shehan for having long hair and calls him and a few others the future ill and burden of Sri Lanka. Mr. Surendra Lingam, English and drama teacher, asked RG to recite 2 poems for an upcoming ceremony, which are in reality Black Tie's controlling speeches. Meanwhile, Diggy warns RG that Shehan is famous for having sex with the other boys. One day, Shehan and RG suddenly kisses and they have sex in the RG's garage while playing hide and seek. Appa meets Shehan at lunch and clearly dislikes him. RG feels extremely guilty but dreams about Shehan that night and worries why Black Tie pesters Shehan with punishments. To slay Shehan, RG makes a plan. Instead of dutifully reciting his poem during Black Tie's ceremony, he purposefully messes everything. After the ceremony, he tells Shehan that I did it for you. The story 6 starts here, Riot Journal and Epilogue. It consists of RG's notebook during in 1983 Tamil Sri Lankan riot that returned into the Sri Lankan civil war. RG learns that Sri Lankan's mob are burning down Tamilians' homes and business in Colombo. A mob comes and burns down RG's house, much to his horror. They first hide at their neighbor's house and then their family friends Chitra aunties and Sena uncle's house. But Sena uncle starts receiving threatening phone calls from people who accuses him for helping the Tamilians. So Lakshman uncle living in Canada suggests the family apply for refuge status and come to Canada. Everyone in is more turmoiled when Amachi and Apache have burned alive in the car. Just before the family leaves for Canada, RG meets Shehan for the last time, only to realize that Shehan was a Sri Lankan and it was not. In this last journal entry, RG expresses his distress when he visits his burnt out house for the last time in tears.